Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to this new episode of my podcast, Creating Your Future, in the series, The Challenge. Today, I will talk about what could be a metaphor of the future of our societies if we continue behaving as we do. That is, the collapse of cod fishing in Newfoundland, in Canada. In the 19th and early 20th century, the fish banks around Newfoundland on the eastern coast of Canada were a fisherman's dream. I mean, there was such a bounty of cod. You just needed to drop your line, pull it up, and there were cods. And there were enormous fishes, and you could see them through the surface of the sea. It was amazing. So people fished and fished and fished. And in the early 1950s, instead of using lines, whereby they were fishing only cods, they started using fishing nets deeper and deeper under the sea. And they fished even more. The captures rose from 500,000 tons per year to almost 2 million. And brutally, there was a first warning in 1968. The figures of capture fell to 1 million tons. The Canadian government reacted in a nationalistic way, expelled all foreign fishermen from their economic zone. The number of fish being captured receded for a while, so that the population grew again. But ultimately, the Canadian fishermen went even deeper and deeper, captured even bigger fishes, and they were very happy, until brutally in 1992, the population just disappeared almost overnight and placed 35,000 fishermen out of work. And why so? Because it was overfishing and they had completely neglected the warnings by scientists. The pressure by social and economic interests was so high that any restrictive measures were downplayed and watered down, and basically nothing happened until the final destruction of the resource, because the last fishes that were captured at very great depths were the large, old reproducers of cods, which were the most productive and which maintained the whole population. And when these were captured, basically the population disappeared. So why is it that I find it interesting? Because it's very much a metaphor what we do. It's a situation in which we were addicted to economic growth, where social and economic interests have been fighting against the restrictions and the legislation that would have been necessary to maintain the resource. It also shows an overconfidence in technology, because people felt, oh well, by digging even deeper under the sea, we will solve the problems brought by the physical and biological limits of our world. And finally, it was also an escape towards blaming foreigners, because the Canadians believed that by chasing the foreigners out of their waters, they would solve their problem. So indeed, it's, I think, in miniature what could happen to us if we carry on in this behavior that I just outlined. So we will see more about this in future episodes of this podcast in the next few days. Goodbye.